Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. We can express our love for our children in many ways, but there is one primary language an individual understands best. In the Five Languages of Love book, Drs. Chapman and Campbell explain how to find the best language, express it, and solve problems by using it. According to these doctors, babies who are held, caressed, and kissed often develop healthier emotional lives. Physical touch is one of love's strongest languages, dating back to recorded history across cultures. It shouts, "I love you." This is one of the first things therapists teach nervous parents. All children need to be touched and receive a tender touch of caregivers. Evidence of holding and cuddling is an important qualification to look for in daycare of babies. A baby deserves loving and gentle touches, whether in changing diapers, feeding, or carrying. Babies can tell the difference between gentle, harsh, or irritating touches and voices. Gently touch babies' little fingers, toes, arms, legs, and tummy, nose, and ears. Pat and kiss the baby's head, and softly tell how much he is loved. As children become toddlers, preschoolers, and school age, wrestling on the floor, riding piggyback, playing, loving touches, and bear hugs and fist bumps are still loving touches. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.